Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Valerie Parker. I'm a businesswoman, author, and speaker. I've written four books. The first, From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt. Secondly, Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future. And the third book, Restored Vessels, Young Adult Overcoming Adversities. And my new release, which is an ebook, Unlimited Possibilities, The Roadmap to Restoration. So many individuals are going through different things. And Hot Topics from the Soul was created to be a lifeline to the community. We talk about social issues, relationships, family, finances, and so much more. Tonight I have with me a special guest, Harvey Scott, who's been an entrepreneur for over 20 years. And he's worked in several businesses and discovered that, you know, in order in this dispensation we're living in, you have to have a presence on the internet. So he's going to share with us some things regarding internet marketing, because one of the things I found out and know, as a lot of you know that are listening and have been in the workforce, that so many people are out of work and they're looking for ways to generate income and have to reinvent themselves. Yes, it is the worst of times for so many of us, but then it is the best of times because this gives us the opportunity to expand our horizons and press into what our true purpose, goal, and destiny is. I used to go out on vacation and go out and do events, and I would go to these places and see it always be packed with tourists, people on vacations with their wife and their children. And I was like, it's the middle of the week. What are these people doing out here, you know, in the middle of the week, school's going on, and they're here having a family vacation? Well, you know, the secret to that is they were making money while they were out on vacation, and they were doing it by internet marketing. So, Harvey Scott, are you there?
I am.
I'm delighted to have you with me tonight, Harvey. And, you know, as I opened up and said, we're going to be talking about internet marketing. What are some of the things that you can share with listeners regarding internet marketing, especially those that are kind of green and afraid of technology? Because I have a lot of people that, even in my space of the work arena, that are in businesses but don't have an internet presence. What do you say about that?
Well, I would say, first of all, that not having an internet presence today, if you have a business, is you are missing out on a lot of revenue for your business. And by the way, for those of your listeners, I would ask that you please grab a pen and paper. I'm going to be sharing a lot of information that you'll want to write down. And this is information that will, I think, really help you. Also, you know, you don't have to be a technological wizard. You don't have to be a techie to be successful at internet marketing. There are some things that you do have to acquire. There are certain skill sets that you can learn, and you have to learn these things about internet marketing as well. One of the first things that you need to do is to decide what kind of business that you want to get involved in on the internet. And by the way, Valerie, there are hundreds and hundreds of ways to make money on the internet, and that's sometimes the good news and sometimes it's the bad news. But we're going to talk about the good news tonight.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sure a lot of people want to hear some good news.
Exactly. Well, one of the best ways, and we're just going to talk about a couple of things, but one of the best ways to get involved in internet marketing is called affiliate marketing. Now, affiliate marketing is very easy to get involved in. You can go to a website known as ClickBank.com. 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 ClickBank is sells digital or information products. And the beauty of that, Valerie, is that when your customers decide to buy your product, then there aren't any shipping charges. And these are products that you don't have to create, but these are products that ClickBank already has in their database, and there are many different kinds of products. And so what you want to do is decide, you know, what product do you want to sell? And the way that you can do that, let's talk about what is your passion? What do you like? Ask yourself, what is it that I could sell? What is it that I'm good at that I would do for free? You can then go to someplace like ClickBank. There's also another website called Commission Junction. You can go to those websites and peruse the site, decide what products that you want to sell. And by the way, there's a method, there's a science to deciding what those products are, and we can talk about that, but finding those products and sell those products on the Internet, that's an excellent way to start. You, what will happen is it's free to join those merchants, those type of affiliate marketers, sites, and it's free to join. In addition, when you sell those products, you get a commission from those products that you sell. So that's a great way to get started.
Okay, so you said ClickBank, that's ClickBank.com.
That's correct. ClickBank.com,
ClickBank.com is not per se my product, but other products that individuals are selling, but if I promote it, then I get revenue from it.
Well, what ClickBank does, that's exactly what ClickBank provides, those different products. They are the source of the products that you would find to sell those products, you see.
Okay.
So when you go to ClickBank, you see what I'm saying? So when you go to ClickBank, let's say that you want to sell woodworking products, or maybe you want to sell how to take digital photography and that sort of thing. You can go to ClickBank, and there are merchants who already have those products already created. All they want you to do is to promote their products and sell them on the Internet.
Oh, okay. And the other one you mentioned was CommissionJunction.com.
That's correct, CommissionJunction.com. Again, these sites provide products that you can sell immediately. In many cases, when you go to those sites, they have all the tools in place. They have all of the banners, and some of your listeners may not know what that is, but the banners for the Internet. They'll have all of the necessary products that you need or the tools that you need to sell those products. All you have to do is follow the instructions and promote the product on the Internet. That said, again, that's an easy way to get started, and it's one of the most profitable ways for a new person or even someone who's been in the Internet for a long time. There are people who are making millions, literally millions, on the Internet promoting affiliate products.
Okay. I knew there had to be an easy way of doing this because, like I said, I would go to be traveling and it'd be in the middle of the week and there would be whole families out on vacation. And I'm like, how can they afford to do that in the middle of the week?
You know, Valerie, that's really excellent. The thing about Internet marketing, think about it, it's the best of both worlds. It allows for the single mom, single dad, or for someone who is retired. If you are nursing a disability, if you have access to a computer, you have access to the Internet, if you can type, if you can just copy and paste, you can be successful on the Internet. Now, that said, as we get further into the show, we'll talk about some of the things and some of the tools and ways to that you can be successful and that can help you along your way.
Okay.
Additionally, there are some things, some factors that you need to understand about how to be successful. You need to understand the factors that are most important to your success. And actually, Valerie, it starts the way we think. And so here's the formula for success in terms of how you think about Internet marketing. First of all, you need to acquire the knowledge. There are people who think that when you are getting involved with Internet marketing, that you just slap up a website and, you know, you send out a few emails and that's it. Well, it's more to it than that. There are skill sets that you have to acquire, but first you have to start with the knowledge. Additionally, as you gather the knowledge, that's what's going to give you the second thing, the second requirement, which are your skill sets. Very important that you understand that success on the Internet is really about you being educating yourself, finding the right information, and learning how to, for example, promoting your website, how to generate traffic to your website. Those are skill sets that you have to learn, and you know you can't just gather those skills overnight. Now there are some option sources, such as outsourcing and that sort of thing, but it is those skill sets that you have to, you know, you have to gather there. Thirdly, your mindset. Understand that when you enter into the world of internet marketing, you're entering to a way to really generate huge and vast sums of income if you want to. But the old saying goes, to whom much is given, much is required. And what that simply means in this particular case is that you have to have the proper mindset. You have to really apply yourself. The people in this community in internet marketing, we live, breathe, and sleep internet marketing because we're passionate about it. We enjoy it, and we understand the benefits. The benefits to us are, well, like those people that you see in the middle of the week, okay?
Okay.
Mindset also is about having heart. You know, having a heart that when things get a little tough, and they will when you start out, because now you're going through a tremendous growing curve, a tremendous learning curve. And sometimes it's easy, depending on who you are, to quit. I would say don't quit. Successful marketers, when you're talking to successful marketers, they will tell you that it was very difficult in most cases when they started out. But don't quit. Keep going, keep growing, keep learning, and you will be successful if you just have the heart to just keep going when things get a little difficult.
Okay.
Lastly, you must network. Network. Internet marketing is really more than anything, than any business that you'll get in for the most part. It really is about relationships. It really is about relationships. Let me give you an example of what I mean. If you opened up a restaurant down the street, let's say even a reputable restaurant like a McDonald's, when folks walk into your McDonald's restaurant, they already know your product. They already are familiar with the brand. And so when they come into your store, they're going to buy that based on the familiarity of that brand. Now, let's say Mary starts a business online. Nobody really knows Mary other than her friends. In other words, she's not branded yet. So what that means is she has to understand, she has to understand what is the skill set to build relationships on the internet. And that's really what it's about, building those relationships so those customers will buy from you, okay? And that leads kind of into something we'll get into a little later in the show about debunking the myths of internet marketing.
Okay.
And so and lastly, you want to constantly educate yourself. There are some great courses on the internet that you can take. As a matter of fact, let me give your listeners one that I think would be very valuable, and that is called, just a minute, bit.ly / free, the number 7, day course, C-O-U-R-S-E. I know that's a long name, but the benefits of that course is that you're going to get a free 7-day video course in attraction or magnetic sponsoring, attraction marketing, as it's called nowadays. And that simply means you're going to learn, your listeners, you'll learn how to attract customers to you as opposed to you chasing customers. Very important.
Okay, I need you to repeat that website because it was so long and I was writing it down, so I know, you know, I'm listening to you and trying to get the information down, but did you say B as in boy, I as in it, T as in Tom, dot, L as in Larry, Y as in yesterday?
Yes.
/ free, F-R-E-E,
the
number 7.
Yes.
Then what?
Day, D-A-Y.
A as in apple, D-A-Y.
Yes.
Okay, say that last part again after the 7.
Okay. Day, and that's D as in Dan, A as in apple, Y as in yes.
Okay.
Course. C as in cat. O as in octagon, U as in, well, U, R as in red, S as in Sam, E as in echo.
Okay, got it. And those of you that are listening that don't get it, you can email me at soultopics@gmail.com. That's soultopics@gmail.com for the information that my special guest Harvey is giving us this evening to help us get started in this industry of internet marketing. Mr. Scott, okay, we're moving along since I interrupted you from your nice flow that you had going on here.
Yeah, you have to slow me down sometime. I'm very passionate about this, and I can tend to get long-winded.
Well, you know, like I said, so many people are out of work and looking for other options of generating income. And, you know, when I spoke with you last week and we were talking, I was like, the listeners need to know this because, you know, Hot Topics from the Soul is about empowering the community. It doesn't always have a fee attached to it. And when we have things that people can learn for free, I want to make it available.
Yeah, and that's great. I can really appreciate that. And your listeners, as they gather this information about the internet, they're going to learn that there's such opportunities out there. There are vast opportunities, which kind of leads me to another point. Here is a statistic that will probably be a little scary to your listeners, but it's important that I share that with them because if I don't, then I wouldn't be doing justice to your listeners. And that statistic is this: 95% of the internet marketers fail. Ooh. That probably got a little quiet in the room when I said that, but it's important that you know that. And I think the number one reason, based on my research, is this: information overload. Valerie, when you start out on the internet marketing, the internet is just plagued with such nonsense. And there are, in addition to that, there are some wonderful opportunities out there, and there's so much of each. And so as you get involved, you might become a victim of something that I became victim of, and I call it the shiny object syndrome.
Right.
The shiny object syndrome, and what that means is, ooh, that's an opportunity right there. Ooh, that looks good right there. And you sign up for that. Ooh, that's a good program right there. I like that. I think I can make a lot of money right there. And because when you see those opportunities, they're going to promise you that you can make a lot of money. And the fact of the matter is, you can. And that is the danger, is that you begin to get involved with all these opportunities and you become unfocused. Once that happens, now you just set yourself up for failure. The key is to focus. You know, you need to narrow your focus, especially when you're a novice and you're a beginner or a newbie, as we're called on the internet when you begin. As a newbie, you really need to narrow your focus to just one. Start with one. Get really good with that one, and then you can diversify into multiple streams of income. But avoiding the shiny object syndrome is critical to your success. It really is, because you can do all of the research that you want. You can continue to educate yourself. But if you are unfocused, just had a conversation with a gentleman up in Canada this morning, and he and I were talking about that. He's very successful now, but he was talking about his first 2.5 years in internet marketing, he wasn't successful simply because he was so unfocused and involved in so many different programs. So you really have to avoid that. Just choose one, and we're going to help you with that today. Choose one and focus on being successful at that. When you do that, the rest of it is easy.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Now, here are some, I want to give your listeners some resources, and this is one of the reasons I ask that they definitely grab a pen and paper. And I know that I'm going to give some internet addresses that are kind of long, but I'll kind of limit them. I've already given out the free desk course. Here's another site. When you go to the internet, one of the things that you're going to need is something called a domain address.
Mm-hmm.
A domain address. And right. A domain address is simply the address of your website. Okay. Your domain to your website is like your address to your home or your business. That's your address.
And now the reason why people need to get a domain name is just because, simply because of this one you just gave out, this bit.ly/free7-day course. You need something simplified so that people will be able to catch it and get it and know it.
That's exactly right. And additionally, there are other reasons, other ways to get domain names that revolve around things like search engine optimization and that sort of thing. And that's really, that can be really critical when choosing your domain. You know, but that's for people who are in the more advanced stage. But when someone clicks on your domain, that drives them right to your website. Okay.
Right.
And so, absolutely.
Okay.
Now, additionally, when you need, you're going to need something called an autoresponder. An autoresponder is this. If you've ever gone to the Internet and you fill out a form that required your email address, your name, or your phone number, or all three, once you do that and you click on the submit button, when you check your email, it auto-responds back or sends back an automatic message to you saying, thank you for responding to our offer, thank you for you know, giving us your information and that sort of thing. So that's what an autoresponder does. Very critical. That's a key component to your Internet success. You'll need to have that. A good resource for that is a company called AWeber. A as in Apple, W as in West, E as in Echo, B as in Boy, E as in Echo, Robert. AWeber.com. Now, AWeber, you can... They typically offer for the first month, it's like $1, that sort of thing. So it gives you a month to really become familiar with that service. And then afterwards, it's something like $19 per month. Now, there are other autoresponders out there, but that's one of the top, if not the best, autoresponding service on the market right now. Okay.
Oh, good. That's what I use, so I'm happy.
That's good. That's good to know. Additionally, now, when here's the thing about domains. There are a lot of companies out there that will sell you domains. Now, one of the best, and this is the one that I use, is called GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy.com. You've probably seen their commercials. G as in golf, O as in octagon, Daddy, GoDaddy.com. And when you go to purchase your domain, it's typically about $12.17 per year. If you're purchasing something like just a .com, it
right.
can be a little less expensive, you know, if you're buying like a .info, .org, and that sort of thing. But anyway, for the sake of simplicity here, we're just going to talk about the .coms. And if you're operating on a budget, then you'll just want to purchase the domain for 1 year without any of the extras. Just purchase it for 1 year. It's about $12.17, including tax. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll need something called hosting. And hosting is the company that provides the service that puts your website or your domain on the Internet. It takes it live. You can also get that service with GoDaddy as well. Okay? Now, if you are on the Internet and if you're just a moment, okay. We talked about constantly educating yourself. We've gone through that. There are some resources that you can accrue on the Internet that are for free. Now, on the Internet, there's a thing I mentioned earlier called search engine optimization. Now, what that simply means is, that simply means that when you optimize your site, then Google has a way of ranking websites. And if your website has the necessary keywords, those keywords can go a long way into putting your page on the first site of Google. Why is that important? Because when someone does a search, let's say your keyword is, let's say, unlimited opportunities. Let's say that's your keyword. If someone types in keyword, unlimited opportunities, that can drive your site, the traffic right to your site, okay? And the more traffic that your site gets, guess what? Then that's what's going to help you become more successful, okay? Is getting your site to the first page of Google. And so search engine optimization is a critical part of that. Now, there are other ways, there are, but search engine optimization, or SEO as it's commonly called, is an excellent way to gather free traffic. Remember, we talked about resources that were free, and that's a critical way of doing that. Free organic traffic. These are people that are looking for what you have. Critical. Okay? So when you can optimize your site using those SEO strategies, then that's going to really boost your traffic, and it's called targeted traffic. Think of targeted traffic. One of the myths of internet marketing is that get more traffic, just get as much traffic as you can. Well, there's an upside to that and there's a downside. If you're paying for that traffic, then that's kind of, you're kind of wasting, you can be wasting your money that way. In some areas it will work, but for the most part you're wasting your money. No, what you want is targeted traffic. You want people, let's say that your demographic or the people that you're looking for are looking, let's say you're looking for someone who is between 18 and 34, you know, maybe they enjoy cooking, maybe there's a product that you have that appeals to them, okay? If you're just buying a bunch of traffic, if you're just throwing traffic at your website, that takes a lot of your time and takes a lot of your resources. When you can get the free organic traffic through Google, that is excellent. Now you're operating with efficiency, and now you're getting that kind of traffic of people with who are looking to buy. Okay?
You said that can be purchased through Google?
Yes, you can. Yes, ma'am. That's exactly right. So, what you want to do when you're looking for a particular thing, let's say you have a question about a particular product, you say, "Well, I want to know how can I get some search engine optimization tools? How can I get some free tools?" Well, one of the tools that you can go to for something we call keywords is GoogleKeywords.com. Google keyword tool.com. Google, G-O-O-G-L-E, tool.com. Google keyword, K-E-Y, word tool.com. Google keyword tool.com. Okay? And any other questions that you really have about internet marketing, you can Google it as well. That's a common thing that we have in our house. You have a question about something and it's not in our dictionary, Google it.
Right. That is correct.
Okay. Now, also, when you are promoting your site, you want to start out, if you're starting out on a budget, I would suggest that you use some free advertising. You can go to usfreeads.com. You can also Google that as well for free advertising. That's an excellent way to get your advertising started and getting to the process. Now, some of the advertising will be very effective and some of it won't. That's just the nature of the business, and understanding what works and what doesn't, that's just the nature of what works. That's part of learning, that learning curve. That's just part of it. But I say again, no matter how long that curve is or how steep it is, keep going. Don't give up. You will be successful if you just keep going.
Right.
And by the way, as you're going through this, I'm sure this is really important now, and I may, forgive me if I may be getting off on a little bit here, but it's really important when you begin to embark on a new journey like this, be careful of what's being said to you. Be careful what you're listening to. In other words, be careful of the naysayers, those who say, "Look, no, you can't do this." You know, nobody's ever successful at that. Be careful about that. You know, try to tune that out. If someone is saying those things to you, if they're putting you down and putting that negativity, you need to really, you know, separate yourself from that, because this works. It absolutely works. It's critical. That's very critical. Now, some of the myths of internet marketing are very clear. No, I mentioned this before, just slap up a website on the internet, and you know what? I'll make $10,000 overnight. Well, the reality is that it's, unless you have the necessary skill sets, that's simply not going to happen. That's just not going to happen. It's just nonsense. And this is part of what gives the internet marketing community really sort of a bad name. Okay? So we talked about selling products, Valerie. I want to talk about now, if you're a person, we talked about selling products using ClickBank and Commission Junction and that sort of thing. Now, let's talk about another aspect of internet marketing, and that's network marketing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you probably know network marketing also as multi-level marketing. They're one and the same. This was popularized really by companies like Amway. Amway is probably one of the most popular companies in the world. And a lot of people have made a ton of money, been hugely successful in these type of companies. But it has changed from the old days of having meetings in your home and going to hotels. That is not necessary anymore. It can all be done, quite frankly, by the internet.
Exactly.
And so that's one of the things that if you love people, if you are a person that really you're very social, then you can build a network of success using the internet. Okay? Now, one of the things that you're going to need also in the internet are tools. And Valerie, you and I talked about a tool that you use, a site that you use, and I had heard about it, looked at it, and I actually thought, this is great. Could you share with us what that tool is, please?
Which tool is that, Harvey?
Okay, well, you were talking about
I'm here writing these notes and things here and trying to keep up with you. And I've been on the internet for the last couple of days, immersing myself into this technology. And I tell you, I'm so fascinated by it. Now, I shared with you that I signed up with this company called Better Web Builders, and it's not building a website, but it is a way of generating income from home using the internet, and it has everything that you need to succeed in a business. And it has the autoresponder already built in. I know you're going to talk about blogging later, because that's the reason how we connected, because I wanted to know more about blogging, and my good friend Clarence referred me to you to show me how to do it. So it offers that, and they can simply go to my website that I set up, and it's called unveilingsecrets.com. I want to show you the secret of how to make some money in this industry. And I've been in it a week, and I've already, have over 15 people that have signed up for this free at-home business. Now, you say free. And it is, and I've looked at a lot of things where people say you can make a lot of money for free, but I checked this out, and for those that are listening, you can actually make money doing this business for free, but, if you want to generate more money, you can upgrade to one of the packages they offer. And, of course, I wanted to upgrade to the gold package, which was the top package they had, and it was only $30 a month to do that. Well, $30 a month for two websites, plus it has your own built-in office, it has the autoresponders, people sign in, they get a website as soon as they sign up for this web business, which is totally legitimate. You get your own password, you can forward, like you were talking about getting a website through GoDaddy. Well, I already had Unveiling Secrets, so I attached it to this website because I said I can't give it was too long to give the name of my website, so I gave it a shorter name, something that can identify with me and my personality and what I do. So is that the one you were talking about, Harvey?
Yes, that's the one. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at that site now, and that site, for those of you in the audience who are just starting out, or if you're kind of an intermediate, this is an excellent tool. This site is an excellent way to begin because it has everything there that you really need to get started. And even beyond that, you can promote up to 5 different businesses on this site. But the reality is, you say, well, you know, I don't have any business right now that I really want to be involved in. That's okay. You can promote this site. Now, why is that important? Well, let me just give you, your listeners, kind of a story. During the gold rush days back in the early century, 1900, the California gold rush, you know, most people might think that, you know, people got rich, you know, on the gold, finding the gold. Well, that's not entirely accurate. In fact, the wealth, the riches were made on the tools to mine the gold. And I say that story because when you, I'm sorry?
I said, oh, okay.
Okay. And the reason, yeah, and the reason that's important is because this particular site, Better Web Builder, is an excellent way for your new and intermediate internet marketers who are beginners or novices or intermediate. They can use this platform to promote their business or just promote this business because it's a wonderful tool. It's simple to use, by the way. You will be able to brand yourself to some degree by placing your picture, your phone number, and it will also teach you how to promote your business. It's an excellent way to get started. That's a wonderful tool. For example, I'm looking at here, you can promote up to 5 links on the site, I believe. There's a part of the site that's about me, and you also have a product manager to help you manage the different products or businesses that you have, how to calculate your income. Also explains, it also has sample emails if you want to send out emails. And that's important because when you're sending out emails to prospects, well, you know, when you're just starting, you don't know how to write emails. There's a method, there's a science to that. And so this particular site has those emails already pre-written for you. All you have to do is put in your name and the information that's relative to you, and then you can fire those emails off, and it's really, really a business in a box. And so this is a great tool. And I'm looking.
I was totally impressed with it because, like I said, I've looked at several different internet businesses, and I have friends that get into everything that they say they get on overload. They call so much, it's like, okay, what are you selling now? And when I looked at this, I said, well, this one here is right up my alley because I really didn't want anything that would distract me from what I was already doing. And that's important, too, when you're getting into a business, that you don't get into something that's totally out of the box or off course for what you're doing, because you will be somebody that said, well, I can't work it, I can't make it happen, because of the fact that it's something you've never done before, so you will be uncomfortable with it. But when you're hungry and you want to generate income and you want to go to the next level in life, especially when the job industry is as it is, then you learn to adapt and reinvent yourself and be open to the possibilities of generating wealth apart from a 9-to-5 job.
So true, so very true. And what you mentioned was, that, again, we talk about being distracted. You know, how many times, and you just mentioned it, how many times has someone called me and said, hey, look, I got this product, I got this service. What are you selling now? You're selling this. I thought you were selling this last month or last week. And the problem with that, and by the way, I've been guilty of this, is that you really damage or in some cases you lose your credibility with your customers, your prospects. Mm-hmm. And so if you're promoting 1 to 2, that's okay to begin with. I still say 1 because you're just beginning. But even those people that are out there that are experienced, you know, oftentimes, you know, they'll tell you, start with 1. Just get great at promoting 1. Get profitable in that 1 business. So, absolutely. LaBelle, you also mentioned, you know, unemployment. I mean, you know, jobs are just, they're very difficult. And your listeners probably understand this now, but there are a lot of those jobs that were lost during the recession. A lot of those jobs are just not coming back.
Right.
They're just not.
Yeah, because they've been replaced by the computer.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right.
A lot
right.
of jobs
and
have been replaced.
That's exactly right. Or they've been outsourced to another country. How many times have you called customer service for a particular company only to find that there's someone who's speaking a different dialect, if you will, that sounds like they're from another country? Well, the reason is because chances are they are. Okay?
Right.
The Philippines, India, that sort of thing. And so that's what's happening. So a lot of those jobs are lost. They're not going to come back. So what do you do? You know, at some point, unemployment runs out, okay? And so what do you do? Well, this is the way to level the playing field. You know, the Internet is really interesting in that it does not discriminate. The Internet doesn't care about your race, color, creed, gender, your health. It doesn't care about that. What the Internet does care about, metaphorically speaking, do you have the necessary skill set to achieve success on the Internet? That's all that matters. Okay. So now, let me go back to this, to my products. Search here. Now, let's say that once you get started in your Internet business, let's say that you say, well, you know, this is just a little bit much for me. I see the light. I understand it now. I'm not a beginner. I'm at a point. I want to do this, but, you know, I just don't have the time. Well, did you know that you can outsource a lot of the work that you need to other countries? We just talked about that. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you wanted to build a really nice website, and you know that it needs to be optimized, SEO optimized, and it needs the proper graphics. You say, well, you know, I just don't have the time, but if I could hire someone, if I could outsource the work, I would do that. If your listeners would do this, write down this website address. It's called O as in octagon, desk, like the desk you sit on, D-E-S-K, odesk.com. Wonderful site. Odesk, you can go on that site and find people who can do whatever you need to do for as little as $2 an hour.
Wow.
$2 an hour. Okay, and these are people that are well-educated. For example, one of the more popular places is the Philippines. And I think someone told me the other day, I think I read the Philippines is the largest call center in the world. Okay, isn't that interesting? That's okay, so that kind of plays into what we were talking about earlier about jobs being outsourced. But anyway, you can outsource a lot of your work going to Odesk. When you go to Odesk, it's a wonderful site because they will teach you how to find what you need. Okay? So that's an option for those people who are busy.
The ones that have, that when you outsource it for to sites such as that, when you said $2 an hour, is there a minimum that they require of hours to purchase before you can utilize that service?
In some cases, it will, but the reality is if you'll just do your homework and do your research and just keep searching, you'll find someone there that does quality work. And by the way, these people are educated. They know what they're doing. And in most cases, they're experienced. So it just depends on, you know, what your needs are. That's when you become a member of Odesk, you'll have a representative that will email you back and say, hey, if you need help, contact me, and they'll help walk you through the process, okay?
Okay.
So that's a great way to get started as well. The other thing, too, is that you really do want to learn how to network using social media. Critical that you really develop a presence on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, understanding the power of video marketing as well. Those four mediums are powerful ways to get your business started and to generate, you know, the traffic that you need to sell your product and or service. Very critical that you get involved with Facebook and develop that presence. And so there are a number of ways that you can do that. I personally would suggest a site called Social Networking Academy. Now, that Social Networking Academy. That's right. Social Networking Academy. Social Networking Academy. The founder and creator is Joe, and that's spelled Joe, J-O, Barnes. She has put together an excellent program. So if you're looking to develop a presence on the Internet, utilizing social media, and you'll want to do that, Facebook has something like 700 million members, and it's growing exponentially. As a matter of fact, research indicates, current trends indicate that the marketing, if you will, is really going towards social media. It's really the new kid on the block, you know, relative to advertising, okay? So you'll want to develop that. Social Networking Academy is a great way to start. As a matter of fact, they have a 10-day period where you need to pay like a dollar, and you can get into the site for free, for that dollar, say for free, for a dollar, and you can get in there and just kind of walk around the site, visit the site for about 10 days, and you'll find it's an excellent resource to develop your internet presence, your social media presence, I should say. Okay, so that's a site that I recommend as well. Now, Christmas is almost upon us, and someone says, "Well, you know, I sure would like to make some extra money for Christmas." Wow, this is great.
Yes, I sure would.
I'm sorry.
I said, yes, I sure would like to make some extra money for Christmas.
Okay, then in that case, I'm going to introduce your listeners to something called CPA, and that is called cost per action. Now, what that simply means, think of, you've probably heard of, probably seen the commercial with LendingTree on television. And most people think that LendingTree.com is a lending service. Actually, what they are is a lead generation company. What they do is when you sign up and you submit your name to LendingTree.com, what they do is sell that to mortgage companies or lending agencies around the country, okay? And that's what you call cost per action. It's an excellent way to generate revenue. But what I'm going to share with your listeners now is the way that they can kind of do something of the same thing at home, okay? And let me get this here. Here we go. Okay. You can go to ZNZ Promos. Excuse me. Let me give you another website. I'm going to go to bit.ly/this works now. bit.ly/this works now.
Works with an S?
Yes, works with an S. Yes. Now, the way that this site works is this. When you go and sign up as a member of this particular site, this is what happens. We work with Fortune 500 companies like Walmart, FreeCreditReport.com, Netflix, and that sort of thing, those type of companies. And what those companies have determined over the past few years is with the technology that's being developed today, for example, used to be that when you watched a football game or if you watched your favorite television program, you know, if a commercial came on, you might go get a snack, maybe not. In most cases, people just kind of stayed and watched the commercial. Well, with DVRs and that sort of technology, instead of you watching the commercial, what people are doing is fast-forwarding through the commercial. And that simply means advertisers are not getting their product or service in front of as many customers as they would like or as they used to. But what they've done is reallocated those dollars online in this fashion. When you become a member of ZNZPromotions.com, what happens is when you try an offer that's free or low cost, maybe $5, maybe $10, here's what will happen. You can get paid anywhere from $20 to $120 for doing so. okay, or by recruiting other people to do so. And we can show you how, through proper training, how to do that. We can show you how to find people, for example, who have customer service skills, who want to work at home, and they have those kinds of skills. We can show you how to generate money within a matter of hours, okay, just utilizing the service. And I'm not giving a lot of information about it. In fact, when you go to the website, just, you know, submit your information, and it will give you the information there. Or you can call me at 817-247-8272. Again, that's 817-247-8272. My name is Harvey Scott, and I'll give you more information about it. But in the meantime, you can go to the website. But this is an excellent way, and by the way, it's free. No cost involved. Zero. None. And I saved that bit of nugget, that little nugget for last, because I know folks would like to make more money for Christmas. They can get involved with this. They can work at home, part-time, full-time, you know, no experience necessary. Of course, you're going to fare better if you have some customer service skills, if you have people skills, and that sort of thing. It's an excellent way to generate cash. And this cash, by the way, can be will be deposited into your account, whether you have a PayPal account or an alert pay and that sort of thing. Or we can also send you a check as well. Okay? Excellent way to make some money very quickly. And so that's a great way to get involved. And I wanted to make sure that our listeners heard that because if you're at home and you're trying to generate cash and, you know, getting started on the Internet, that's great. This is another great way, just another option for you, for your listeners. It is a great way to generate cash from home. Great way. Okay.
Now, for those that have joined in late, you know, please replay the show and also give out your phone number or your email address or website, Harvey, where individuals can connect with you. I'm talking with Harvey Scott. He's an entrepreneur, and he is educating us on Internet marketing, and he's being so gracious to share with us the free tools that he's come across in order to generate income in this dispensation of technology that we're in.
Well, thank you. I'll be glad to do that. I will tell you that our website is under reconstruction. We wanted to do some things with our website and give more value to our members and people that will visit the site. And so we wanted to add more value to it. So that should be up in a couple of days, 2 or 3 days or so. But I will tell you that you can contact me. You can email me at wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, unlimited. Wealth Unlimited Resources. Wealth Unlimited Resources at gmail.com. Let me repeat that. Wealth Unlimited Resources at gmail.com. My phone number again is 817.
You sure you want to give out your phone number, Harvey?
I do, and there's a reason for that. I really want to connect with folks. I'm one of those people when I see an opportunity, when I have seen an opportunity online, it's just the thing. I need to hear a voice that's connected to the opportunity. Even if I see their picture, I want to hear a voice. And so and that's what I believe, and so I'm kind of practicing what I preach, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
But again, that's 817-247-8272. And you can call me, and if the line is busy, by all means, please leave your name and information, your contact information. I'll be glad to call you back as soon as possible. Please be patient with me. We do have a number of people that are calling us about our program, and so please be patient. I will get back with you. One of my associates will get back with you as soon as possible, and we'll kind of get into more detail about this last bit of information that I shared you and any other information that you have. But by all means, I would really encourage you all. The Better Web Builder that Valerie has shared with us, so graciously shared with us, that is an excellent way. If you're thinking about starting your Internet business, I would say definitely you want to start with that one, okay?
Yeah, and the website for that, thank you, Harvey, for plugging it.
You're very welcome.
It is called unlimitedpossibilities.com. That's unlimitedpossibilities.com. And also, that's the title of one of my books, and you can find that on my website, fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's fromthesoulofawoman.com. Harvey, I know I'm going to have you back because individuals are, you know, people always want more, and they want things explained to them because you can always get a hold of individuals on the phone. So it'll be good if we were able to relay this message and the information to the listeners once again, and also in a different format too, because this is what you do full time for a living. You've been an entrepreneur for over 20 years, and I thank you for sharing the knowledge that you've shared, because you could have charged for this information that you're giving. You could have said, okay, I got information and I need you to send me $100, $200 for this, but you chimed in and said, Val, I want to share this because I want to help people, because you know that's what Soul of a Woman does. It helps people, it encourages them and motivates them to embrace a larger vision of themselves, to see beyond their limitations into unlimited possibilities.
Absolutely. I love that name. It's so interesting. I was sharing with you when we were talking, having a conversation, that you have, your site is Unlimited Possibilities, and my company is Wealth Unlimited. And so,
yeah.
Wealth Unlimited Resources. So we kind of have that mindset, that unlimited possibilities. And really, that's what this is about, is expanding your mind and expanding your way of thinking and a way of doing things. Let me tell you, for those who are listening, look, this internet business, this is the business. That's the business right there. It's the real deal. And if you're not a part of it, I'm telling you, you're really missing out. It doesn't matter that, you know, when you say, well, I don't know much about technology. You know, you might want to find out how to get involved with this. Just learn how to do some copy and pasting on your computer, but get involved. You can even get your children involved. There you go. Absolutely.
Yeah, because, you know, what I did for almost 2 days, Harvey, when I joined Better Web Builders and created my website, unveilingsecrets.com, I actually went through the whole process. It took me a half a day, but then I took another half a day understanding the product. So like you were saying earlier, is if you were – looking for an internet business and you're like, well, I don't have anything to sell. Well, you gave commissionjunction.com. They have products that you can sell, that you can promote to your friends, and you got to get out and network. One that would have friends must show themselves friendly. That means you got to go out and talk to people. And for those of you who don't have any friends and not able to communicate and don't feel that you can go out and network, or you don't have the courage to think that people would be interested in what you have to offer, what you have to share, then you can go to places like clickbank.com and get information on products to sell and just send it out blindly, or they can buy a lead list. Is that correct, Harvey?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that's something that we didn't mention, but and when we do come back, we'll talk about that. But absolutely, and you're absolutely right. I will tell you that if you're not a person who's, you know, very social, I don't communicate very well, it doesn't matter. You learn the necessary skills. There's success that is waiting for you on the internet if you just take action. That's the idea. Take action. Don't let that be a deterrent, and this may sound a little harsh, don't let that be an excuse for you being successful. Empower yourself, because the possibilities truly are unlimited.
Thank you so much. I've been talking with Harvey Scott about internet marketing, and this is Valerie Park, and it's been another Hot Topics from the Soul. Tell someone to join us next Tuesday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, for another Hot Topics from the Soul. Thank you very much, Harvey, and I appreciate you. And don't forget to visit fromthesoulofawoman.com. And thank you so much. Good night.
My pleasure. Good night.